Let us pray.
是的，父神，我们要感谢你，因为你对我们的爱是那样的长阔高深。你以自己的圣子主耶稣赐给我们，成为我们的救主，以他的名，我们立约，让我们成为你的儿女。父神，这些恩典，我们真的感谢你。如今我们要看，阅读你的话语，恳求你自己的圣灵做引导的工作。你的圣子主耶稣基督的宝血做遮盖涂抹的工作，好叫我们口中言语、心中的意念，都能够蒙你的悦纳。 我们将仰望祈求，是奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。让我们打开马拉基书第二章第10到第16节。
Today's passage is taken from Malachi chapter ten, chapter one, chapter two, verse 10 to 16.
马拉基书第2章10到16节。
Malachi chapter 2 verse 10 to 16.
我也请小叶牧师用英文来念华文的，可以看荧幕上的字母。
Malachi chapter 2, verse 10. Have we not all one Father? Did not one God create us? Why do we profane the covenant of our fathers by breaking faith with one another? Judah has broken faith. A detestable thing has been committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. Judah has desecrated the sanctuary the Lord loves by marrying the daughter of a foreign god. As for the man who does this, whoever he may be, may the Lord cut him off from the tents of Jacob, even though he brings offerings to the Lord Almighty. Another thing you do, you flood the Lord's altar with tears. You weep and wail because he no longer pays attention to your offerings or accepts them with pleasure from your hands. You ask, why? Is it because the Lord is acting as the witness between you and the wife of your youth, because you have broken faith with her, though she is your partner, the wife of your marriage covenant? Has not the Lord made them one? In flesh and spirit they are his. But why one? Because he is seeking godly offerings. So guard yourself in your spirit and do not break faith with the wife of your youth. I hate divorce, says the Lord God of Israel, and I hate a man covering himself with violence as well as with his garment, says the Lord Almighty. So guard yourself in your spirit and do not break faith.
托马斯·杰斐逊 Thomas Jefferson 是1801年到1809年美国的第三任的总统。
Thomas Jefferson is the third American president.
他也是美国1776年独立宣言的作者。
And he is also the writer of the Declaration of Independence.
那么在他卸下总统职务退休的期间,
And after he is retired,
他创办了维吉尼亚大学。
And he set up the University of Virginia.
因为他对大学生的信任,
Because he trusts the university students,
相信他们会在学业上专注于这个功课上的学习,
That they will focus on their studies.
所以他不太在意在大学里面应有的那种所谓的学校的教规。
So he didn't care too much about the school discipline.
可是很不幸的，有好些学生背信了这位前总统对他们的信任。
Unfortunately, some students broke faith with the trust that he has for them.
他们在校园里闹事，并且发生暴动。
Instead, they carry out riots.
而出来阻止他们。 这些闹事的教授们也受到学生们的攻击。
Even the professors who stopped their rioting was also attacked.
那么过后呢，大学的这个董事部就马上召开一个紧急的会议。
So immediately the school board had an emergency meeting.
把这些闹事的学生们都一个一个叫来，要给予纪律上的处分。
And to discipline all these students who were rioting.
因为杰弗森他是这个董事部的成员之一。
Because Thomas Jefferson is on the board.
所以他也在场，而且是第一个开口说话的。So
he was the first to speak.
他说这件事是我一生中最感到最伤心的。He
says that this thing is the most disheartening thing for me.
然后这位前总统竟然难以控制地哭了起来。And
he was unable to control himself and he wept.
然后这时候另外一位董事呢，就把这些闹事的学生一个一个叫他们走上前来。So
another board member brought all these students forward.
要他们向董事部报告他们的名字。To
state their name.
以便记录在案。
To record their discipline.
很奇怪，这些闹事的同学们，这些学生们都一一的顺从。
And interestingly, all of them obliged.
过后呢，其中的一些学生如此说。
And some of these students then said,
我们都愿意接受这个极力的处分。
We are willing to be disciplined.
不是因为杰弗森先生的话语。
It's not because of the words of the president.
而是他的眼泪。
But because of his tears.
是的，弟兄姐妹，这些被掳回归的犹太人。
Brothers and sisters, these people who have returned after the exile.
他们回到自己的故乡犹大地之后。
After returning to their homeland.
他们竟然质问神在什么事情上爱过他们。
Yet they still doubt and ask, well, when has God ever loved them?
因为他们看不到先知们之前所预言的这个弥赛亚复兴时代到来。
Because they have yet to see the restoration that comes from the Messiah.
所以他们就质疑神对他们的爱。
And so they doubt the love that God has for them.
甚至神过去如何在他们被掳的时候在异乡如何带领他们的那些恩典的事情他们都忘得一干二净。
Even the grace of how God cared for them while they were in foreign land, they have forgotten all about this.
这是多么伤神的心。
And this is of course hurts God's heart.
就像上那个前总统那个美国总统的心一样。
Just as how the American president was disheartened.
神对他们如此信任如此的爱，但他们竟然说神在何事上曾经爱过他们。
God loved them so much, but yet they doubted God's love for them.
神因此借作先知他的使者马拉基给予他们意义的驳斥。
So through the words of the prophet Malachi, God admonished them.
这就是一系列马拉基书先知所要给他们看到的。
And this is the series of words from prophet Malachi.
就是他们现在所面临的这个困境。
What they were facing
是出自于他们自己的身上。
Was actually because of themselves.
是因为他们的背信，他们不断的犯罪。
Because they have broken faith and they have sinned against God.
是他们所做的一切所献的祭，神都不悦纳。
Such that all their offerings were not did not please God.
更不要说神会祝福他们。
And of course they were not blessed.
在刚才我们所阅读的经文里面。
In the passage that we have just read.
这是神通过先知马拉基跟以色列人的对话的第三段的谈话。
This is the third conversation that the prophet Malachi has with the people.
我们不难发现，先知责备他们诡诈待人或者行事诡诈的这个指控。
And we can find easily that the prophet was accusing them of being treacherous.
一共出现了五次。
And this happened five times.
诡诈这两个字在希伯来文的原意呢，就是有背信的意思。
So this word treacherous in the original Hebrew actually refers to breaking faith.
就是指他们的行事为人跟他们所信的这个信仰是相违背的。
Which means that whatever that they believe and what they were doing were different.
所以多数的英文圣经都不用诡诈这个字，而把它翻译成 breaking faith.
And therefore most of the English translation use the words breaking faith.
或者是 faithless. 来带出这个诡诈原文的意思。
To bring out the meaning of this treachery.
换句话说，因作人的背信，他们的行事为人就会变得诡诈。
And that means that because these people were breaking faith, that's why they were treacherous.
一个背信的人，他们对神对人是不会忠诚的。
For a person who breaks faith, they will not be faithful to fellow men or towards God.
这就是先知马拉基所要责备以色列人的罪行。
And this is precisely what the prophet Malachi is scolding them about.
所以我把今早信息的重点放在忠诚这两个字。
So today's will focus on the word faithfulness.
但是英文呢，我是用反面来看，是叫 "Do not break faith."
But English translation, he wrote, "Do not break faith."
华文是正面的忠诚。
And for the Chinese one is the positive side, telling you to be faithful.
其实他们是一个钱币的两面。
There are two sides of a coin.
何谓忠诚
？So what is faithfulness?
忠诚就是执耳之手，与耳同行。
It means to hold your hand to walk with you.
这个是很轻的中文字。就是古代的中文，就是你的意思。
Means you.
就是要牵你的手跟你同行。
To hold your hand to walk with you.
在先知的责备里面，我们看到这个你代表了三种层面。
So this you has three meanings.
就是以神。
To with God.
以信徒群体。
With our fellow brothers.
以个人家庭的关系。
And with our family members.
所以首先第一点，我们对神要忠诚。
So firstly, we must be faithful towards God.
而忠诚的表现就是要以神牵手。
And this act of faithfulness is to hold his hand
来与神同行
and to walk with him.
因为他对我们的爱是永不改变
because we see that his love for us is eternal.
所以这是第一点我跟大家分享
and this is the first point.
是的，当我们面临困境的时候
when we face difficulties,
我们相信神仍然是爱我们是很困难的
to believe that God continues to love us is not easy.
在今早的经文里面，先知就是以以色列作为他们的父，作为他们的创造者来带出神跟他们的关系。
The prophet wants to bring out that God is their father and their creator to show out this relationship they have with them.
来带出神对他们的爱。
to show God's love for them.
在旧约圣经里面，
in the Old Testament,
神作为父亲，
God as the Father,
是要表达他跟以色列人一种很特殊亲密的关系，
is to show the intimate relationship he has with his people.
是出自于神拣选的爱，
it comes from his love of election.
因为我们知道首先是神先拣选亚伯拉罕，
because we know that he first chose Abraham,
跟他立约，
to have a covenant with him.
然后以色列人在埃及受苦的时候，神又差遣摩西把他们救了出来。
And while they were in slavery in Egypt, God chose Moses to save them.
最后神在西乃山跟他们立约，
and God had a covenant with them at Mount Sinai.
也就是说神作为以色列的父，
and this means that God as the father of the Israelites,
神必定是怜恤他们，
God will have mercy on them,
就会怜悯他们如同怜悯自己的儿子一样，
He will have mercy on them just as how he will have mercy on his own child.
这是神作为他们的父，
and this is God as their father.
神作为以色列的创造者，
God as their creator,
就要带出神在我们身上这个主权，
shows his sovereignty that he has over them.
因为以色列是因着神而存在的，
because Israel exists because of God.
正如神是创造天地万物一样，
just as how God created heaven and earth.
但是跟其他的被造者不一样，
but in difference with other creators.
神爱他们，看他们为宝贝，
God has love for them and treasure them.
为尊贵的，
and honor them.
可是这群回归的犹太人，
But to those, these people who have returned from their exile,
他们是如何的对待爱他们的父？
How have they treated the God who so loved them?
他们如何对待来帮助建立他们的这个创造者？
How do they treat the God who have reconstructed their land?
我们知道从前面先知祭司开始，
We learned earlier from the priests,
他们先知指控他们藐视神的名，
and Prophet Malachi scolds the priest for condemning God.
所以耶和华要如此的对他们说。
So God tells them.
他说儿子尊敬父亲。
A son honors his father.
仆人敬畏主人。
And a servant his master.
我身为父亲。
If I'm a father.
尊敬我的人在哪里？
Where is the honor due me?
我身为主人。
If I'm a master.
敬畏我的人在哪里？
Where is the respect due me?
还有一般的民众，
and as for all the rest of the Israelites,
甚至包括祭司在内，
including the priests of course,
现在我们看到先知马拉基这被他们在以色列在耶路撒冷行了一件神很憎恨的事情，
and now the prophet is saying that these people they have done a detestable thing,
就是他们娶侍奉外邦神的女子为妻，
they have married the daughters of foreign gods,
以及他们把耶和华的名跟耶和华的圣所给亵渎了，
and they have desecrated the sanctuary.
换句话说，以色列人背弃了神跟他们所立约。
Simply put, the Israelites have broken faith with God.
就是不可娶外邦人的女子为妻。
Which is not to marry the daughters of foreign gods.
因为摩西很清楚地告诉以色列人。
Because the Moses have told them clearly.
不可与外邦人结亲。
To not marry foreigners.
不可将你的女儿嫁他们的儿子。
And do not give your daughters for them to be married.
也不可叫你的儿子娶他们的女儿。
And your sons must not marry their daughters.
因为他必使你们的子女转眼不跟从主。
Because they will lead your children away from worshiping God.
去侍奉别的神。
And to worship idols.
在旧约的教导里面。
In Old Testament teaching.
如果人向耶和华许愿或者起誓。
And if anybody was to swore before the Lord.
就要约束自己。
And they must guard themselves.
不可食言。
Do not break their vows.
要按照口中所做的、所讲的去行出来。
Do whatever they have vowed.
所以当以色列人不去遵守这个约的要求，
So when the Israelites do not obey this covenant,
他们的背信就是亵渎耶和华的名。
When they break faith, they are essentially desecrating his name.
因为他们轻视神话语的重要。
Because they have not seen the importance of this covenant.
其实摩西要跟百姓立约。
The reason why Moses had a covenant with the people,
叫他们跟神立约，
to have this covenant,
禁止他们跟外邦人 来结为这个婚姻的关系，
and not to intermarry with the foreigners,
他不是要鼓吹这个种族主义，
it's not because of nationalism,
或者表示以色列民族是比较优越的，
as if the Jews were superior in race,
而是因为这些外邦人会使到以色列的子女远离神。
But rather because these foreigners would lead them away from worshipping God,
去敬拜别的神，
and to worship idols.
那么这群回归的以色列人，
for these people who have returned from the exile,
他们不是不知道跟异族通婚会带来什么严重的后果。
It's not that they did not know that if they marry these foreigners, it will lead to that, great consequences.
在他们的历史里面
because in their history,
他们看到异族通婚所带给他们的后果是很严重的。
They have seen that by marrying foreigners, it has led to great consequences.
那么神在西乃山跟以色列百姓立约
and in the covenant that was made at Mount Sinai,
神很清楚地告诉他不可以敬拜别的神。
God has already told them clearly not to worship idols.
因为他是忌邪的神。
Because he is a jealous God.
当以色列人一方面去侍奉别的神。
So when these Israelites serve other gods.
他另外一方面又到圣殿去敬拜耶和华。
And yet they continue to come to the sanctuary to give their offerings.
他不把祭拜偶像当作是一回事。
And yet they do not think that they have previously just worshipped other idols.
当他们来到耶和华的圣所的时候，他们其实在亵渎这个圣所。
That means that when after worshiping idols, they come into the sanctuary, they are essentially desecrating the sanctuary.
他们怎能够宣告他们的耶和华是独一的真神呢？
How can they therefore claim that you know God is the only one true God?
我们不知道他们有没有把外邦人带进这个耶和华的圣殿。
Now we do not know clearly here if they have brought foreigners into the sanctuary.
如果有的话，他们更是冒犯了这个耶和华。
And if they have done so, then of course the desecration is even greater.
因为在以西结书里面
，because in Ezekiel,
耶和华就如此的这个警告这以色列人。
God has warned the Israelites.
他说：“以色列家，你们行一切可憎的事。
”He says, "Israelites, you have done the detestable things."
应该够了吧
？It's enough already.
你们将身心未受割礼的外邦人领进我的圣殿
and you have brought uncircumcised people into my sanctuary
玷污了我的殿
and you have desecrated my sanctuary
又背了我的约
and you have broken my covenant
在你们所行的一切的可憎的事上
in all these detestable things that you have done
再加上这一点
and you have need to add on these things
既然耶和华要对以色列百姓说你们这样亵渎我应该够了吧
you can see here even that God say you have done all these things isn't it enough?
先知马拉基就是如此的责备当时的以色列百姓。
And Malachi is also, you know, scolding the Israelites in the same manner.
你们的确是行了耶和华可憎的事。
You have done what is detestable to God.
你亵渎了耶和华的圣所。
And you have desecrated the sanctuary.
所以他警告说，凡是行这些事的人。
So he warned all those who have done these things.
无论是谁。
Whoever they are.
就是你献万物给耶和华。
Even if you have given lots of offerings to God.
耶和华必从雅各的帐篷中将你剪除。
God will remove you from the Israel.
神虽然给予他们这样严厉的警告
，and even though God has given such strong warnings，
但神也给他们悔改的机会。
God has also given them a chance to return.
因为如果你看后来的第三章里面
，because if you see in chapter 3，
耶和华说：“因为我耶和华是不改变的。
”He says that because I'm unchanging，
所以你们雅各之子没有灭亡。
So all descendants of Jacob, you will not be destroyed.
从你们的列祖日子以来
，Ever since the time of your forefathers，
你们常常偏离我的典章，不遵守。
You have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them。
现在你们要转向我
，So return to me，
我就转向你们
，And I will return to you。
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看到神要他百姓对他忠诚。
So we see that God wants his people to be faithful to him，
认定他是独一的真神
，To recognize that he's the one true God。
换句话说，神要我们与他牵手。
So God wants us to hold His hand，
来与他同行。
To walk with Him，
其实是神的不改变。
And it's because God is unchanging。
他的信实叫我们可以对他忠诚。
His faithfulness allows us to be faithful to Him。
一个一直改来改去的人，你可以对他忠诚吗
？For a person who wavers here and there, can we be faithful to such a person？
正如神先爱我们。
Just as how God first loved us，
直到我们可以爱他。
Such that we can love Him。
是神先把他的手伸出
，It's God who first stretched out His hand，
我们才能够牵他的手
，such that we can hold His hand，
才能够与他同行
，to walk with Him。
在圣经里面
，in the Bible，
我们看到旧约的一些伦理道德的要求
，we see the moralities that comes from the Old Testament，
是从神是谁以及他是一位怎么样的神来开始的。
It is because of the nature of who God is。
也就是说，圣经的这个道德要求
，so the ethics that comes from the Bible。
不是盲目的叫人强迫人去顺服神
，It's not to force people to obey God，
强迫我们去对神忠诚
，to be faithful to Him，
而是因为神是因为怎么样的神，来自于神开始的行动
，but because of what who God is and what He has first done，
人才要求有所回应
，and that is why we respond to Him in this manner，
正如马拉基书的开始。
Just as how Malachi begins，
神说：“我曾经爱过你们。
”He says, "God says, I loved you."
不但如此，神也是立约的神。
Not only this, God is the one of God of covenant.
是他们的父，他们的创造者。
Is their father, their creator.
作为他们父亲，又是立约的神。
As their father and also the one who sets up the covenant.
又是他们的创造者。
And their creator.
所以神跟他们建立一种很特殊的关系。
So they have this very special relationship with them.
神一定会维持这个关系。
And God will maintain this relationship.
所以神宣告自己，他是永不改变的。
So God says, I do not change.
所以因为他是位永不改变的神。
Because the Lord do not change.
因为他对我们的爱永不改变。
Because his love is unchanging.
所以我们对他才有所回应。
That's why we can respond to him.
所以弟兄姐妹，这些被掳回归的犹太人。
So brothers and sisters, for these people who have returned from the exile.
他们之所以失去对神的忠诚。
Because why have they lost their faith to him?
因为他们忘了神过去为他们所做的一切。
Because they have forgotten all that the Lord has done for them.
为他们先祖所做的一切的事情。
And for their forefathers as well.
还有他们忘记他们过去历史的教训。
And they have forgotten the lessons from all their history.
所以让我们不要忘了神为我们所做的一切。
So let us also not forget all that God has done for us.
不要把恩典当成是理所当然的。
Do not take his grace for granted.
除此之外，我们对神的忠诚。
Besides this, our faithfulness to God
是要在我们日常生活里面去培养、去建立的。
Must be built up from our daily lives.
在我们生命里面
，in our lives，
我们对神必须要有毫不犹豫的信任。
We must have complete trust in God.
信任他的爱
，to trust His love.
信任他的信实
，to trust His faithfulness.
唯有这样
，only this，
我们才能够与神牵手。
We can hold His hand，
来与他同行
，and walk with Him.
所以先知马拉基说。神是以色列的父跟创造者。
So the prophet Malachi says that God is our creator and our father.
来带出一种特殊的关系。
To bring out this special relationship.
但是他还有另外一个目的。
But he has another objective.
他要这群回归的犹太人能够彼此的忠诚。
He wants these people who have returned from the exile to be also faithful to one another.
因为他看不到他们之间兄弟的情谊。
Because he could not see the brotherly love that they have for one another.
反而大家以诡诈来待人。
But instead they treat one another with deceit.
所以他说，我们岂不都是一位父吗？
So he says, do not we have one father?
我们岂不是一位神所造的吗？
Did not one God create us?
我们个人怎么样以诡诈待弟兄？
Why do we treat one another treacherously?
背弃了神跟他们立祖所立的约。
And to break the faith that we have with our forefathers.
这里马拉基强调一位父，一位造他们的神。
Here, Prophet Malachi talks about the one creator and one father.
就让他们看到他们一位共同的父跟共同的起源。
Is to see that they have one common father, one common source.
所以他们应该是合一的群体。
And therefore, there should be one community that is united.
所以这是信息的第二点。
And this is the second point.
我们对信徒群体要忠诚。
We must be faithful to one another in this community.
因为我们有共同的父，共同的起源。
Because we have one father and one creator.
既然以色列人拥有同一位造他们的神。
So since all of Israelites have the same person who created them.
又认定这位神是他们的父。
And indeed, this God is their father.
所以在他们共同与神的立约这个关系里面。
And they are all within this covenant.
他们就成为一家人。
So they are one family.
所以立约所带来的关系
，so this relationship that comes from the covenant
有这个纵面的关系，就是神跟人的关系
，has this vertical dimension between God and man，
也包括了横面的关系，人跟人的相处
，and also this horizontal dimension between one another。
所以我们看旧约的道德伦理要求
，so when we see the morality that comes from the Old Testament，
很多时候是牵涉到社会的公义。
It has a lot got to do with social justice.
还有神的子民彼此要关怀的这个责任。
That we must care for one another.
所以当以色列人彼此背信。
And therefore when they break faith with one another.
他以诡诈待人。
And to treat one another treacherously.
所以先知马拉基这辈他们的行为是背弃神他们立祖所立的约。
And this is why the prophet Malachi scolds them to say that when you do this, you are breaking faith.
在今早经文里面，我们看不出他们个人怎么样以诡诈来待人。
In today's passage, we do not know what exactly is this treacherous thing that they have done to one another.
但是在下个星期的信息里面，就是在接下去的经文里面，第二章十七节到第三章第五节。
But in the passage, next week,
就在先知马拉基跟他们谈话的第四段的对话里面。
In the fourth conversation that the prophet Malachi has with them,
我们看到讲到这个公义的问题。
We will see that this is about the social justice.
这个公义呢，是跟以色列人的背信，他们以诡诈待人有关系的。
And this is also closely linked to today's passage about breaking faith.
在这第四段的对话里面
，In this fourth passage，
以色列人在质问神的公义在哪里。
And they were asking, God is questioning them, where is their justice?
他们质问神，他们以不满的言语来质问神，为什么没有去刑罚那些作恶的人。
So these Israelites ask God, say, why have you not, judged those who are wicked?
那些神好像纵容他们，准许他们继续的来作恶。
As if God is condoning their behavior.
把这些作恶的人怎么样欺负这以色列人
？So how all these wicked people has bullied the Israelites?
甚至把神把这些作恶的人看成是好人。
As if God is treating all these wicked people as good people.
这是以色列人向神的控诉。
And this is God, the Israelites' way of questioning God.
他们除了质疑神没有爱他们之外
，So besides God, them asking how come God has not loved them?
他们还控诉神是不公义的。
They even say that God has is being unjust.
他们这种自以为义的心态
This self-righteous kind of mentality
他们以为自己很有理由可以质问神的公义在哪里
They think that they have the right to judge God
其实他们自己是打人还被人打
But actually they who are the people who abuse others they are now claiming to be victims
恶人先告状
And you know the wicked one first claimed to be innocent
神说好你现在指控我的不公义
So God says oh, so now you are questioning my justice
现在我来列出你们一切的诡诈行为。
Let me now list out all your treacherous things that you yourself have done.
他们行邪术。
They have done things like sorcery.
他们犯奸淫。
Adultery.
他们起假誓。
Perjury.
他们亏待人的工价。
And they have fraud laborers of their wages.
他们欺压寡妇孤儿。
Oppress the widows and orphans.
他们不公义的对待那些寄居的。
And deprive aliens of justice.
他们也自己不敬畏神。
And they do not fear God.
所以这些都是耶和华所给他们看到的他们的一些罪行。
And God lets them see all these treacherous things that they have done.
这些都是违背了十诫跟神跟他们列祖所立的约。
And all of this breaks the commandments that God has with them.
拥有同一位父亲。
Having one father.
同一位造他们的神。
One creator.
同一位爱他们。
One father who loves them.
以他们立约的神。
And who created the covenant with them.
照理应该产生合一的群体。
It should bring out a united community.
和对彼此忠诚。
One who is faithful with one another.
但是以色列人却没有活出神对他们的这样的盼望。
But the Israelites have failed to live out such hope.
相反，他们以刚才所讲的那些行为来彼此的对待。
But instead, they use all these things, evil things to treat one another
伤害了群体合一的生命
and broke the unity that this community has
这是神所憎恶的
and this is what is detestable to God
所以先知马拉基警告他们说
so the prophet Malachi warns them
神必定很快地来到他们中间
God will quickly judge them
来施行审判
to judge them
正如当时先知耶利米警告他的百姓一样
just as how the prophet Malachi has warned the people in the past
在当时先知耶利米很严厉地警告当时的以色列百姓
so the prophet Jeremiah also warned the people
你不要以为进入耶和华的圣殿耶和华就会保护你
do not think that oh because it's the temple of the Lord the Lord will protect you
你不要以为进入教会神就会祝福你
no don't think that just because you are in the church you'll be blessed
因为耶和华所看重的不是百姓对他的敬拜而已
Because God do not just look at worship alone
他也重视他的子民在人际的关系里面他们待人有没有这个行为上的改变
He also value what is your relationship with other people How do you treat others
你看先知耶利米这严厉的话语
So we see the words that comes from the prophet Jeremiah
他说你们进这些门敬拜耶和华的一切犹太人当听耶和华的话万军之耶和华以色列的神如此说你们改正行动作为我就使你们在这地方上仍然居住等一下
Stand at the gate Stay on Okay Reform your ways and your actions and I will let you live in this place Do not trust in deceptive words saying that this is the temple of the Lord The temple of the Lord The temple of the Lord
你们不要依靠虚妄的话说这些都是耶和华的殿是耶和华的殿是耶和华的殿你们若实在改正行动作为在人和邻舍中间诚然施行公平不欺压寄居和寡妇孤儿寡妇在这地方不流无辜人的血也不顺从神陷害自己我就使你们在这地方仍然居住直到永远
Can read the words in the PowerPoint
所以你看发现神先知这个耶利米上次说不要以为这是耶和华的殿这是耶和华的殿这是耶和华的殿
You see the prophet Malachi repeating three times the temple of the Lord
耶和华殿不能够保护你。
The temple of the Lord do not protect you.
如果你的行为是不义的。
If your actions are unjust.
如果你诡诈皮实带来带别人。
If you have treated others treacherously.
你去顺从别神。
And to if you worship other gods.
这里特别警告你，顺从别神是陷害自己。
And it says here even more so that if you worship other gods, you are actually causing yourself trouble.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看到信徒的属灵的生命。
So we see that for a Christian life,
跟我们的日常生活
and our daily life,
不只是我们个人跟神的关系而已。
It's not just about our relationship with God alone.
也牵涉到我们跟别人信徒群体的互动。
It's also about our relationship with others in this community.
所以有人就这么说。
So some people say,
不管我们喜欢不喜欢
，Whether we like it or not，
当我们一承认耶稣基督是我们的主，是我们的救主
，The day when we say that Jesus is our Lord and Savior，
就是我们成为基督徒的那一个时刻开始。
That means the moment when we are a Christian，
我们就同时是教会群体的教会的一份子。
We become a part of the Christian community。
正如我们身为一个人
，Just as how as a person。
我们不能够不属于一个家庭。
We cannot be not part of a family.
我们身为一个人，我们一定是有一个家庭。
As a person, we surely are belong to a family.
所以，对于那些承认耶稣基督是主的人
，So for those who proclaim the Lord as their Lord, Jesus as their Lord,
他就成为教会群体的一份子。
They will become a part of the Christian church.
这是最基本的属灵的事实。
And this is the most basic fact.
教会的群体不是给那些天生是跟他比较合得来的人来加入的。
The Christian community is not only for those who are more sociable，
而是神救赎我们计划的一部分。
But rather, this Christian community is part of God's salvation plan。
不管你是怎么样的人，内向还是外向
，Whether you are introvert or extrovert，
你都是教会的一份子。
You are a part of the church。
信徒如果说他跟神的关系是个人的关系。
If a person claims that, oh, my relationship is only a personal God,
他跟神的关系是个人关系是没有错的。
It is true indeed that this relationship is personal.
但是他只能够说是亲密的关系。
But he can only claim that this is intimate.
他不能说是私下的关系。
It is personal but not private.
亲密的关系不是两个人的关系。
An intimate relationship doesn't mean that there's only two persons.
因为当我们生活在一个基督教的大家庭里面
，because when we are in this Christian family，
我们跟一群同样有信仰的人就成为了弟兄姐妹。
We become brothers and sisters with all of us with the same faith.
所以弟兄姐妹，没有基督徒是独生子或者是独生女的。
So brothers and sisters, no Christian is an only child.
所以你基督徒要问的问题
，So we have this question that we must ask.
不是我如何成为教会信仰群体的一份子。
It's not how do we become a part of the Christian community，
而是我要怎么样在这个信仰的群体里面去过活。
But rather the question should be how should we live in this Christian community？
不是我怎么样成为，而是我要怎么样来活。
It's not how we become a part of this community， but how should we live as a part of this community？
当然，共同生活在一个大家庭里面。
Of course, as we live in this family,
并不表示大家一定会相安无事。
It doesn't mean that everything will be all right.
我们所遇见的弟兄姐妹也不见得每个都是很热情。
Not everyone that we see is very warm and friendly.
也不是每个很体贴。
Not everyone is very caring.
那有些成员的性格可能很内向，甚至很暴躁。
Some may be very introverted.
但是性格或者意见的不合。
But just because we do not see eye to eye,
不应该阻止这个大家庭成员的这个和谐合意的生活。
It should not prevent us from living harmoniously.
所以我们要经常被提醒。
So we must always be reminded.
我们是一位共同的父。
We have one father.
我们有一个共同的起源。
And one creator.
在这样的认知之下。
And with such understanding.
再加上我们对神能够继续持守对他的忠心。
And especially if we continue to be faithful to God.
我们大家才能够彼此的坦诚相待。
And we can be truly authentic with one another.
我们就不会破坏了去背信神在耶稣基督里跟我们所立的约。
And we will not break the faith that Jesus has set up for us with the Father.
去破坏这个大家庭的合一。
And to break the unity that this family has.
我们才会以教会的群体的成员才能够牵他们的手与他们同行。
And as a part of this family, we can hold one another's hand and to walk with one another.
是的，弟兄姐妹，我们看到我们对神要忠诚。
So, brothers and sisters, we see that we must be faithful to God.
因为神对我们的爱是永不改变。
Because God's love for us does not change.
同时，因为我们有共同的父，共同的起源。
And because we have one Father and one Creator.
我们都是 教会群体的一份子。
We are a part of this whole big family.
所以我们要彼此的坦诚相待。
And we must treat one another truthfully.
现在第三点，先知马拉基要把这个人与人的关系缩小到个人跟家庭方面的关系。
And the third point is that the prophet Malachi wants to narrow this down to even the within our own family.
就是我们对个人的家庭要忠诚。
And we must be also be faithful to our own family members.
因为神是我们家中的见证者。
Because God is the witness of in our family.
先知马拉基在第十三跟第十四节这样责备他们说。
In verses 13 and 14.
你们又行了一件这样的事
another thing you do,
使前妻叹息哭泣的眼泪遮盖耶和华的堂
you flood the Lord's altar with tears,
以致耶和华不再看顾那供物
such that the Lord no longer pays attention to your offering,
也不乐意从你们手中收纳
or to accept them with pleasure from your hands.
你们还说这是为什么呢
you still ask, why?
因为耶和华在你和你幼年所娶的妻中间做见证
It is because the Lord is acting as the witness between you and the wife of your youth.
她虽是你的配偶，又是你盟约的妻。
She is your partner and the wife of your marriage covenant.
你却以诡诈待她。
But yet you have broken faith with her.
接着在第十六节，先知马拉基就用耶和华的话说。
And in verse 16,
他说：“休妻的事和强暴待妻的人，都是我所恨恶的。
”I hate divorce and I hate a man covering himself with violence as well as his garment.
最很明显的以诡诈待妻指的是以色列男人以不公义的方式好像等同强暴来休掉他们妻子的行为
and here we see that when God says that you are dealing treacherously with your wife it means he's referring to this divorce and covering himself with violence towards his wife
其实英文的这个 divorce 翻译的不好
but divorce is not the best translation
华文的更好是休妻
The Chinese actually means to abandon your wife.
就是抛弃的意思。
It means abandonment.
所以呢，他们这种行为呢，就是先知马拉基在十一节定他们的罪。
So it's essentially what Prophet Malachi has indicted them in verse 11.
就他们娶外邦的女子来为妻。
To marry a foreign woman.
因做这种掺杂的婚姻。
And this in this mixed marriage.
我们看到在神跟神立约的关系上。
We see that this covenant that God has with them,
以色列是以外邦的神来取代耶和华。
The Israelites have used foreign gods to replace the God.
在以配偶这个盟约的关系上。
And in this covenant that they have with their marriage partner,
他们以外邦的女子来取代他们的前妻。
Similarly, they have used foreign women to replace their own wives.
为了更生动描述这个休妻行为所引起神的愤怒
and to more graphically bring out how God is hates all this
马拉基用了三个形容词
Prophet Malachi uses three descriptions
你幼年所娶的妻
the wife of your youth
你的配偶
your spouse
和你盟约的妻
and the wife of your covenant
尤其是最后这个盟约的妻
especially the wife of your marriage covenant
马拉基要清楚说明被休掉这些妻子
He's trying to bring out that all these wives who have been abandoned.
这些都是以色列立业之民中他们的立业之民。
All these people have been covenanted when God, the Israelites were in covenant with the Lord.
所以背信他们就等于背信神。
So in breaking the covenant that you have with your wife, you're breaking covenant with God as well.
所以休妻跟敬拜外邦人的神一样，是神。对约的一种破坏。
So in abandoning your wife, you essentially you are also breaking this relationship that you have with God.
所以他们的行为跟是神所恨恶的。
And this is why the Lord hates such behavior.
不错，在生命记里面，摩西有应许人休妻。
Indeed, although in the Mosaic law it allows for such divorce.
但不表示摩西准许人可以随便的休掉妻子。
But this does not mean that Moses allows such things to be done easily.
尤其当休妻是不合理的、不公义的。
Especially when the divorce is unjust or not right.
就如马拉基所责备他们的。
And this is essentially what Malachi is scolding them about.
他们休妻是因为他们要娶敬拜偶像的那些外邦人的女子。
Why did this man abandon their wife? It is because they want to marry all these foreign women.
有些学者认为这些被掳回归的犹太人。
Scholars believe that when these people returned from their exile,
他们被抓去别的地方的时候，
when they were during their exile,
他们失去了耶路撒冷或者犹大地他们所拥有的这个土地的权利。
They lost the rights to their land that they have in Judah and in Jerusalem.
所以他们回归之后
，So after they are after they return from their exile，
他们娶当地的外邦人做妻子。
They marry this foreign woman，
就要重新得回那个土地的权利。
To gain back this ownership that they previously have in the land，
或者提高他们当时的社会的地位。
Or maybe simply just to raise their status in the society。
换句话说，他们是为做改善他们自己的生活。
So actually it's just to increase their living standard，
提高自己的身份地位。
And to increase their status，
他们就娶外邦人为做妻子。
And this is why they are marrying all these foreign women。
是他们为做自己的好处
，is for their own self interest，
所以休掉他们的妻子
，and they are abandoning their wife，
娶外邦人为妻
，to marry all these foreign women。
所以对马拉基来说，这是很不公义的
，and therefore to prophet Malachi this is unjust。
对他们妻子是一个不忠
，and this is being unfaithful to the wife of her youth。
现在马拉基要说明为何神只应许一夫一妻制这个理由
，and now Malachi wants to say why God only allows monogamy。
他在第十五节这么说。虽然神有灵，神有灵的一力能够造多人，他不是单造一人吗？为何只造一人呢？乃是他厌人得近前的后裔。
Has not the Lord made them one in flesh and spirit? They are His. Why one? Because He is seeking godly offerings.
圣经学者认为这一节经文是旧约里面最难解释的一节经文。
Some scholars think that this is the hardest verse to explain.
因为它有很多种的解释。
Because there are many, many ways to explain this verse.
其中一个比较让学者接受的看法是这样的。
One of the more acceptable explanation is this.
马拉基要说明神为什么只将亚当和夏娃造为一体呢？
Why did the Lord only create Adam and Eve as one?
神可以给亚当很多妻子。
God could have given Adam many wives.
因为神的灵有多余的。
Because God has abundant spirit.
神有创造的大能。
God has great creative powers.
他可以给亚当很多配偶。
Can give Adam many, many spouses.
然而神没有这样做。
But God did not do so.
因为神寻求近前的后裔。
Because God wants pious descendants.
这跟多妻制，这个没有啊，是有害的。
And if it was a polygamous relationship, it may harm this outcome.
就算当时以色列人没有奉行多妻制。
Even if the Israelites did not have polygamous relationships，
但是他们休妻跟这个敬拜偶像跟拜偶像外邦人结婚。
But when they abandoned their wives to marry with the foreign woman，
先知马拉基要告诉他们，你们的后裔未是敬畏耶和华的人吗？
So the prophet Malachi is asking， will your descendants therefore be worshipping the one true God？
这跟神的心意是背道而驰的。
And therefore you see this outcome is against God's will。
因着他们不合理、不公义的休妻
，because of their unjust way of divorcing their wife，
在中文的圣经里面，这边讲说前妻他们的哭泣的眼泪。
In the Chinese translation, it says that it's the tears of your former wives that is covering the altar，
遮盖了耶和华的坛。
To flood the Lord's altar，
这是马拉基比喻的用法。
And this is the way Prophet Malachi describes such a situation。
因为照当时的惯例。女人是不可以靠近祭坛的。
Because at those times, the woman is not allowed near the altar.
所以其实华文是把这个眼泪是指前妻。
So for the Chinese translation, the tears refers to the tears from the former wives.
但是在英文圣经或者在希伯来文的原文圣经里面，这个眼泪呢，可以是指那些敬拜者的眼泪。
But in the original language, these tears could refer to the tears of those who give the offerings.
就是那些犯罪的那些以色列人。
It refers therefore to the tears of the sinful men.
他们来敬拜神。
When they come to worship,
他们也流出眼泪。
They also wept in tears.
但是不是悔改的眼泪。
But these are not tears of repentance.
他们的眼泪是因为神没有接纳他们的供物。
These are tears because God has not accepted their offerings.
他们还问神说：“为什么你不接受我给你的奉献？”
They even accuse God to say, "Why have you not accept my offerings?"
他忘记了先知。马拉基所责备他们刚才所讲的一切的罪行。
They have forgotten all the things that Prophet Malachi has admonished them about.
他们背信神。
They have broken faith.
跟外邦的拜偶像的女子为妻，外邦偶像女子为妻。
They have married foreign women.
他们背信自己的同胞。
And they have broken faith with their fellow men.
彼此以诡诈待人。
And to treat one another treacherously.
再加上他们背信自己的配偶。
They also broke faith with their spouse.
任意的休妻。
And to abandon their wives at ease.
所以。神怎么会接纳他们的奉献？
So how will God therefore accept their offering?
所以马拉基在结尾的时候，
So at in conclusion,
马拉基给他们一个悔改的行为。
God, the prophet Malachi gave them a chance to repent.
当谨守你们的心。
He says, guard yourself in your spirit.
对神。
To God.
对自己的同胞。
To your fellow men.
对自己的配偶。
And towards your spouse.
不要再行诡诈的事。
Do not break faith.
所以弟兄姐妹，在圣业的前提之下。
So, from all that we have read.
以色列除了要效忠神之外
So from the covenant besides being faithful to God
他们彼此要坦诚相对彼此合一
The Israelites must also be faithful to one another and to be truthful to one another
在家庭的关系上他们也不能够背信自己与自己有盟约的妻
And in their family relationship they must also not break faith with one another
但是这段经文我要特别提醒大家
A special note about this passage
这个经文不应该用来谈论现今离婚的问题。
This passage should not be applied in the context of divorce in today's situation.
因为当时以色列的处境和这段经文的重点。
Because the circumstances during those times and the focus of this passage
跟现代人离婚的复杂性是不相同的。
And it cannot be compared to the complexities of the divorce today.
在当时以男性为主导的这个社会。
At the patriarchal society in those times.
甚至在他们的婚姻生活里面
and even in their own marriage
男人拥有这个生杀的权利
the men have the ultimate right
所以往往带给女方很不公义的这个对待
and therefore it will be unfair to the female part of the society
但是现在反过来讲女方可能也拥有生杀生之的权利
but in today's context the women also have much more equal rights
所以先知马拉基这里所要责备的
so what Malachi is scolding about
是要唤醒丈夫看重他们跟配偶的关系。
Is to awaken the relationship that the husband has with their spouse.
不要因为个人的私欲、自己的好处
and not out of their own self-interest.
而用当时休妻的方便来废掉他们合法的妻子。
And to conveniently abandon their spouse.
因为会带给前妻很大的羞辱。
Because it will bring great shame to their wives.
因为在当时，但是前妻被抛弃之后，他们的生活会产生困境。
Because for these wives who have been abandoned, it will lead into great financial trouble.
所以先知马拉基要这些做丈夫的，能够牵他们妻子的手，跟他们同行。
So he wants all these husbands to hold on to the hands of their wives and to walk with them.
是一种忠诚的表现。
Is to show faithfulness.
我想这个执而自守，与而同行。
To hold your hand and to walk with you.
在现在我们生活里面是可以应用到的
and we can apply this in our lives
在我们现今的夫妻家庭里关系里面
in our marriage relationship
包括了跟我们的儿女牵他们的手跟他们同行
and also includes this holding the hands of our children and to walk with them
但是最基本的是
but the most fundamental thing
我们跟神的关系必须是正确的
is that we must have this healthy relationship with God
我们对神必须是忠诚的
we must be faithful to him
一切的关系从神开始
because all relationship begins with the act of God
从我们跟神牵手开始
it starts when we hold his hand
这样在任何的环境之下
so in all circumstances
我们才能感受到他的同在
we can feel his presence
换句话说我们先与神牵手
So that means that first we hold God's hand.
我们才能以肢体成员才能够牵手。
Then we can hold the hands of our fellow brothers and sisters.
我们才能与我们的配偶牵手。
And then we can hold the hands of our spouse.
我们才能与我们的子女们牵手。
And to hold the hands of our children.
这就是马拉基书今天要给我们看到的信息。
And this is the great message that we have from Prophet Malachi.
对神对人。
To be whether to our others or to God.
你都要忠诚。
We must be faithful.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless His word.